Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
Back at McLean Family Park, we are ready to get this one underway. Mountain Home and Jasper, Indiana. This Jasper team is, as far as the teams from out of the area, the closest to Mountain Home, 424 miles away. It's located in southwest Louisiana. It's only about 80 miles west of Louisville. Population about 15,500, just a little larger than Mountain Home.
First pitch, 754.
First pitch to Beckham is a strike. Next pitch is hit into the air into left center field. This one might drop, and it does after two outfielders run into each other. Albrand and Day, the right fielder and the center fielder, collide going after the ball, and it drops, and so Beckham will reach. So an error on the right fielder, Albrand. And Reed Ellison will come to the plate for Mountain Home as the leadoff man reaches for the Blue Storm. The first pitch, this is inside to Ellison. Jordan will bat this inning as well. Jasper, the South Indiana state champs, won their regional tournament at Munster, Indiana. Beat the top-seeded team Evergreen Park, Illinois in the regional championship. Craig Johnson is the head coach for this Jasper ball club. The runner is going, and the pitch not handled well by the catcher. He dropped it, a stolen base for Will Beckham. So Mountain Home with something going here in this first inning. A runner in scoring position. A 2-0 count on Ellison at the plate for the Blue Storm. Cody Morton comes set. The pitch just misses inside. He's pretty close with it. It's now 3-0. Trent Jordan waiting to bat next for Mountain Home. He's getting the start on the hill for the Blue Storm this evening. And boy, he pitched so well in the first game on Thursday night. There's a called strike to Ellison, 3-1. Morton will turn and fake a throw to second. Sends Beckham diving back towards the bag. Boy, another beautiful night for baseball. We have been so lucky with the weather here in August. Another nice, cool night here at the ballpark. It's going to be cool again tomorrow. And so far, the rain has stayed away. Hopefully, it does all the way through Thursday. Ellison fouled that one back out of play. So the count's full now, 3-2. Morton set. He'll check the runner. The pitch is hit, foul, right side. And it's going to bounce about even with the first base bag. And picked up on one hop over there by Johnson. Foul ball keeps the count 3-2 now. Beckham led off the inning, hitting a fly ball to right center field. Center fielder, right fielder collided, and ball out of the third of right fielder's glove. Here's a one right back to the pitcher. He will go to third. They've got a run down, and Beckham is finally going to be tagged out. That's going to go 1-5-6 on the putout. So Beckham was off with contact, and the ball hit right back to the pitcher, Morton. He's able to make the play at third. So Ellison runs it first with one out, and Trent Jordan, the pitcher, steps in for Mountain Home. Ground ball right side. Second baseman has it. The only play he has is to first. It was a slow roller towards his left, so that was the only play he had. That allows Ellison to move on down to second as Jordan grounds out.
Center fielder number one, Lawson Stockton.
Second out of the inning, and Lawson Stockton will step in for Mountain Home, batting with two outs and a runner at second. Grounds it right back to the pitcher. Hot shot, knocks it down, picks it up, throws to first in time. Mountain Home had a runner at second, nobody out, unable to score here in the top half of the first. Mountain Home 0, Jasper coming up. You're listening to the Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Town & Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain Home Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
Back at McLean Family Park as we move to the bottom half of the first inning. Mountain Home unable to score in the top half of the first. Jasper will come to the plate. This is a team that's 9-2. They went through their state tournament and regional tournament without a loss. These young men have been playing together since they were about 8 years old, most of them. They play Little League up until 12 years old. They don't play Cal Ripken. They're part of the Little League Foundation. And then they switch over to Babe Ruth once they hit 13. Well, they have some wild games here. They were down 8-1 against Greater Keene, New Hampshire in the first game. Battle back, lost 9-8. Yesterday against Atlantic Shore, they were up 4-2. I got beat 12-5. Cody Morton leads things off for Jasper. The first pitch misses from Trent Jordan. Next pitch is fouled back out of play and evens the count 1-1. Jack Albrand and Ben Hinkey will follow here in the top half of this first for Jasper. They've got the white pants, dark gray shirts with the gold numerals and the white letters this evening. Ball hit into right field and right at the right fielder, Beckham, and pretty much in his tracks, makes the catch.
Right fielder, number two, Jack.
Mountain Home going with the black jerseys, blue numerals, and the blue pants this evening. Albrand, the right fielder, steps in now for Jasper. He swings from the left side. First pitch he sees is high and tight for ball one. Game started noon tomorrow. No Mountain Home game tomorrow. They'll play again Saturday, or I should say Monday night at 8. Ground ball to the second baseman, Harris. Dodge has it, tosses to first for the out. So the first two retired by Trent Jordan, and that brings Ben Hinkey to the plate, a three-hole hitter. Shortstop, bats from the right side. Jordan, works from the stretch even with no runners on. And Hinky ropes this one over the shortstop's head for a base hit. A two-out hit for Hinky. And then we'll get the cleanup hitter Foley to the plate. Runner at first here for Jasper. Two down in the bottom of the first. Jordan will check that runner. Leisurely throws over and diving back in plenty of time is Hinky. Finally set is Jordan, the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, right where Rickman set up. I tell you, Jordan did a good job of working that outside part of the plate in his start Thursday night against Bismarck. Went 4 2/3 innings. Pitched very well. Gave up just one hit. This one's popped up. It's foul. It's back out of play. 0-2, the count to Foley, the cleanup hitter for Jasper. Jordan looking into Rickman, gets a sign, checks the runner. Now he will come set. The pitch. Called strike three. Rickman set up way outside. Jordan hits his glove and gets the call. First strikeout of the ballgame for Trent Jordan. So we've played one. We are scoreless. Mountain Home and Jasper, you're listening to Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.